This is Fresh Air. The vocal harmony sound, known as doo-wop, has been crucial in the development of rock and roll. But what are the roots of doo-wop? Rock and roll historian Ed Ward investigates.
Gloria, Gloria.
I guess I'm prejudiced by what I heard growing up, but to my mind, the black group harmony records of the 50s show some of the best things you can do with a human voice, right up there with Byrd's Mass for Five Voices and those Bulgarian ladies. It wasn't until I started thinking about rock and roll as part of a continuum, though, that it occurred to me that this music didn't come out of nowhere. But where had it come from? The biographies of these harmony groups are all very similar. They started singing in church, and then they struck out into the world of pop music. Or they met under a street lamp somewhere in Harlem or the South Bronx or Watts and sang. So somewhere, I reasoned, there must be a precedent for this sort of singing.
I know that I've been converted. You know my name.
The obvious place to look was in church, in the recordings of gospel singers like the obscure Nightingale Jubileers here, where a couple of lead voices intertwined over the background singers. But I realized that this was only part of it. The lead singers obviously got their style from singing like this, but the background was fairly static, the harmonies fairly ordinary, and the background singers were there as much to provide a rhythm as to support the lead. Where did the harmonies come from? What about the Mills Brothers? They'd been immensely popular during the 40s, when most of these singers had been growing up. Could they have been part of the equation?
You always heard the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest road and crush it till the petals fall.
That didn't sound too promising. I mean, it's hard to fit a group that sings like that into the African-American tradition, even if they were black. But I could hear hints of things that someone with talent could work on and turn into something a bit more exciting. Then I happened on another group called the Cats and the Fiddle, a four-man string band from the late 30s who were very popular with black audiences and who I mean to do a whole piece on soon. Check this out.
Greetings, gang, am I late?
No.
I'll take the next day.
Solid man, don't hesitate.
That's on, Jack, that's on. Jack, I'm just like the bear, I really ain't nowhere.
Solid pops, we don't care.
That's on, Jack, that's on.
Yeah.
Why be a bring down when you come to a showdown? Slow down.
Oh, come on, boys, let's swing this song.
Now there was a more jazz-oriented kind of harmony being sung, one which had probably disappeared from records during the plague of musicians' union strikes in the 40s. So if you add up the gospel stuff, the Mills Brothers, and the Cats and the Fiddle, you might come up with something like this.
I have
haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say.
That's the Ravens from 1948, one of the first two modern harmony groups to hit the rhythm and blues charts. Here's the other, the Orioles.
Does she love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe her when she tells me so? Is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just another flame?
What was happening, I began to realize as I went over these records, was simple. It was a synthesis, a mixing of all these styles, but the result was something brand new. It would be a few more years before the style really stood out completely on a record like the Cadillac's Gloria, which we heard at the beginning. But in these 1948 hits, we can hear the change was on its way. One more thing. The coming of this style not only changed black pop music, but gospel, too. Here's Archie Brownlee and the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi from 1954. There's a lot more where that came from, too. By now, the golden age of group harmony was in full swing.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle.